My name's Jesse Moore. I manage and head up East Cameron Folk Corps. I used to be the guitar player in Bankrupt and the Borrowers.
And I'm James Taylor. I'm the general manager of Holy Mountain. I played drums in Bankrupt and the Borrowers and now play in Harvest Thieves and East Cameron Folk Corps.
James, I'll start with you. On October 9th, I was checking my Facebook one morning, as many of us are apt to do, and I saw that you posted a picture of someone. Who was that?
That was our friend John Pettis. He was a guitar player and singer in Bankrupt and the Borrowers. 5 years ago, October 9th, 2009, he passed away in a house fire.
When he passed away, obviously the impact was tremendous, not only upon his loved ones, but also the music community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that Bankrupt was had a good, solid following and a lot of friends who were excited to see what was going to happen with that band and a lot of other bands that were also sort of on the brink of doing something exciting.
Electric in a lot of ways. When he, you know, you walk into the room, people were, you know, attracted to his persona, attracted just to the way that he was, his smile, his goofiness, and his talent. It was definitely about carrying on his spirit. I mean, to this day, folkcore we still play because of him. We wanted to make our way into the music business, not just to play music or write love songs. We wanted to get a foothold in the door and bust it wide open and write songs that were going to help people and question the society that we're surrounded by. So, you know, I mean, that was an influence from him to the music that we continue to make now. And, you know, and we didn't really have a question about it. Like, we have to carry on his spirit.
So that brings me to a very big show that's coming up on the 18th. This is going to be a huge party.
Yeah.
And again, carrying on such a wonderful memory, or at least I refer to it now as your tradition of carrying on his memory.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it's the perfect night of music that John would have had a blast. We're starting things pretty early at Holy Mountain at 6 o'clock. But yeah, every band that's playing has some connection to either living in East Cameron at some point or having played together shows for years.
People we were inspired by at the time, people that we've become friends with through the years.
We have East Cameron Folk Corps playing. I saw
Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business.
Of course.
Otis the Destroyer, Possessed by Paul James, Ben Ballinger. And I said,
Bridge Farmers,
Old Pony, and
Mrs. Glass,
and Greg Loftus. Mm-hmm.
That is a big show.
That's a lot of bands. I'm not sure how we're all going to make that work.
Well, you know, I've seen stuff like that just come to life at Holy Mountain, so I surely don't doubt that that's going to be an issue. But just a lot of people turning out for a great time and, again, keeping alive the memory of John and his creativity. Is that why you put this together? Was that the sole reason?
For the first 2 years after the fire, we used to have what we called Revival Weekends. It was based around the Revival Fund, which is a nonprofit that James, myself, and our friend Gene had started after the fire. we just invited everyone back for weekends of music and barbecuing and swimming and just kind of everybody getting back together to remember him. And went to James after I realized, before Folkcore went overseas, and realized that it's been 5 years. It kind of felt like it was the right time for us to remember him as a community again.
Yeah, and I think that so many of us are doing so many exciting things with our lives right now. And like I always say, you know, I think John would be incredibly proud of everything that we've done in the time since we lost him. So, I mean, it just seems like a good time to get together, and there'll probably be a lot of grown men hugging and crying, but it'll be good. It'll be fun.
Drunk.